Hello, my name is Minyi Chen, the host of the Get to Know You podcast. If you are looking to navigate your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with the help of mindfulness and self-reflection meditation, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share ways on how I build self-compassion to achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in my life. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. Welcome back to the Get to Know You podcast. I'm your host, Minyi Chen, and I want to thank you all for listening to this week's talk. Our topic today is about forgiveness. But not just forgiveness in others, but most importantly, forgiving yourself. For me, I struggled with this concept of forgiveness. I used to think that forgiveness was about others. I thought to myself, how can I ever forgive someone who hurt me? How do I even think about letting go of the past? And how do I move forward and move on from my past? To be honest, forgiveness is not that easy. You need to realize that it's not about others, but it's how you perceive the situation and or the person. For me, that took a lot of gratitude practices, a lot of praying, a lot of solitude where I reflect on my thoughts and feelings and emotions. I talk about what solitude is in my previous episode, episode 14, solitude. Enjoy spending time with yourself. So really, at the core, forgiveness is about liberation. It's about releasing the heavy burden of guilt, regret, and resentment that holds us down. So when we think about forgiveness, we often imagine it as the act towards others. But think about it. What really happens when the person we need to forgive is ourselves? Let me take you back to a time in my life when I was consumed by guilt and self-blame. I felt like at the time I had made decisions that I regretted deeply, which caused a significant amount of internal conflict for me. I would play these events over and over in my mind, wishing that they would go away or that if I can change things, I would change it. This constant mental playback led to a spiral of negative thoughts and emotions. And at that time, I really felt like I was stuck in a cycle of self-criticism, doubt, and that I couldn't find a way out. It was during this time when I started to really explore the idea of self-forgiveness. I came to understand that while I couldn't change my past or control other people's actions, I could change how I perceived and responded to those experiences. I felt like this shift in my perspective was the first step towards healing. I believe that the journey to self-forgiveness begins with acceptance. We must acknowledge our mistakes and shortcomings without judgment. And this means to recognize that, like everyone else, we're imperfect and we make mistakes. That's what comes with being a human. But by accepting this fundamental truth, we create space of compassion towards ourselves. So one of the most profound realizations that I had was that holding on to that guilt and that self-blame didn't serve any purpose other than to perpetuate my suffering. It didn't change the past, nor did it make me a better person. Instead, it felt like I was trapped in a state of emotional turmoil. And for me to break free from this cycle, I had to consciously decide to forgive myself. Forgiveness is a decision and even a self-commitment to let go. So forgiving yourself isn't necessarily about excusing your mistakes or pretending that they never happened. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and then letting go of the emotions and feelings attached to them. It's about understanding that you did the best that you could with the knowledge and resources that you had at that time. Another critical aspect of self-forgiveness is changing the narrative that you tell yourself. This doesn't mean that you should ignore the consequences of your actions, but rather use them as a stepping stone towards becoming a better version of yourself. So for instance, if you made a decision that hurt someone, instead of dwelling on that guilt, focus on what you've learned from that experience. How can you use that knowledge to improve your future actions and decisions? And this approach really helps to transform the experience into a more positive learning opportunity. Why is forgiveness important? Well, because it directly impacts our mental and emotional well-being. Holding on to guilt, resentment, and self-blame can lead to a host of problems, including anxiety, depression, hopelessness, and low self-esteem. On the other hand, something more productive is the act of self-forgiveness. Self-forgiveness is what really promotes that inner peace and self-acceptance. So if you think about it, when you truly forgive yourself, you release the burdens of your past and free yourself to live fully in the present. You allow yourself to experience joy and love and compassion without the constant shadow of burdening feelings and emotions. Remember that the past doesn't define who you are now. You had a completely different mindset back then. You have changed so much. And be proud of that. Self-forgiveness is an ongoing process. It's not something you do once, then you just forget about it. It's about continuously using that time to self-reflect. And you know what? There will be times when old feelings of regret and guilt resurface. But when this happens, the key thing is to remind yourself of the progress that you've made and to continue to practice self-compassion and gratitude. To wrap this all up, forgiving yourself is one of the most important and transformative acts of self-love. It allows you to break free from the chains of your past and move forward with a sense of peace and purpose. It's about accepting your imperfections, learning from your mistakes, and being kind to yourself. So when you forgive yourself, you open the door to a more fulfilling and joyful life. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Get to Know You podcast. May my journey toward self-forgiveness inspire you to continue your own path to healing. You have the power to change how you think about your past and to create a brighter future. If you have any questions, or if you want to share your personal experiences with me, feel free to reach out to me via email. You'll find my email in the description box below. Until next time, take care and be kind to yourself.